it's me, NHKPP Mobile.
Good morning. Got your message. Good deal.
Yeah. It's only like a few bucks more, and the communication is unbelievable. It is like every step of the way, they tell you what's going on. Right down to you'll be getting an email after midnight with trekking information. So I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, and all the prices are pretty much the same amongst all the biggies. You know, you got Ham Radio Outlet, you got R&L. R&L I find is always a little bit cheaper, but they don't, and they're good. You know, they're real good if you're not in a hurry or something like that. But if you want something on your doorstep in the morning, you can't beat DX Engineering. You know who they are? You know who their parent company is?
I do not. I do know that that's a big company, and I do know that Ham Radio Outlet's been around for a long time, because back when I first got into this hobby in my 20s, that they were the big boys back then, but I do not know much about them.
Yeah, DX Engineering was a new one when I got back into the hobby a few years ago. You know, they weren't around. I don't think they were around, or if they were, I didn't know about them. But Summit Racing, if you're familiar with Summit Racing, if you go down to their location in Ohio, that helps too. They're right in Ohio, as is HRO and R&L. So it's like Ohio's like, you know, Football Hall of Fame and Ham Radio Hall of Fame. But anyhow, and stupid people I have to ban from web pages. But other than that, long story. Yeah, there. If you go down there, you'll see Summit Racing, and you walk in, and it's all their racing products and all that stuff. And way back in the corner, I understand, is the little ham radio section. They got everything there. It's just they don't have much out in display. It's not really a ham radio store. It's Summit Racing.
Yeah, I was surprised, you know, because they even show you what they have in stock and what they don't. And I was kind of surprised, you know, like antennas. I think it was like 360 different antennas they actually had in stock. So I thought, wow, that's pretty impressive. So who's ever running it, it's running it right. But, you know, sometimes those things are like spin-offs of, you know, some sort of heir, you know, to the Summit Racing thing. Like, for example, many years ago, you know, in my younger life, I used to do ambulances and fire trucks and stuff. But like Life EMS, that was a spin-off of Myers Thrifty Acres, because one of the sons didn't want anything to do with the grocery business, so he started his own ambulance enterprise over there on the west side of the state. So sometimes that's how things like that happen.
Yeah, I really don't know what the story is, but I'm guessing there has to be some sort of, you know, something, you know, a place that does, you know, hot rod parts, you know, go-fast parts. You know, they don't just get up one morning and say, you know what we should really be into? We should really be in the ham radio equipment. You know, it's like, something doesn't quite add up there. There had to be something. Maybe one of the guys here is a big-time ham radio guy and, you know, said he was going to do that. So, but whatever, they've certainly brought the customer service aspect of it to, you know, to a next level. And they're great. You know, like I said, you want it on your doorstep in the morning. They're the place to go. Now, I don't know. I think HRO might be just as good. You know, I don't know for sure. In fact, I think they are very good. I don't know if they're DX Engineering good, but they're good. And R&L, the one that I normally go to, they're always just a couple of dollars cheaper on everything. So, and I'm cheap, so there you go. But they don't quite have the communications and immediate shipping, but they're still very good. So none of them are bad. There's another. Which one am I forgetting? Gigaparts. I guess Gigaparts is pretty good, too, but I've got nothing, no experience. I just know DX Engineering is Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, I think Gigaparts is where I got my little SA node from. You know, the one that nano SA or whatever it was that I was talking about. Of course, work. Hold on. WANSC
Mobile. Hey, Nick, good morning. I got it. The dog's barking at me. He was sleeping on my bed. I got to go get him out of there. He's too big of a sissy to jump off himself. I'll be right back. W8FU. Okay, I'm back. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Oh, just enjoying my vacation day. Trying to find something in the garage and couldn't find it last night. Had to go digging through tubs of electronics. Trying to find what I was looking for. Medical run. So I don't get there and not have anything to work with.
Well, there you go. I'm off today, too. I got a ophthalmology appointment around noon, so I was just going to take off the afternoon, but I said, you know what, I'm going to take the day. I planned on doing something here this morning before the ophthalmology appointment, and yet here it is 10 o'clock, and I haven't got off my butt yet to do it. Wally, if you're back, jump in. Otherwise, Nick.
You took another day off? Are you kidding me?
Hey, man, I saw the lowdown on you, man.
Well, if you really stop to think about it, we all should probably be working. Go ahead, Ken. I should hand it off to somebody.
Go ahead, Nick. Wow,
I
Brad,
next, I can't feel good out of my cap. I don't feel like giving my day back off. So if I use it, I lose it, and I don't feel like giving it back.
Oh, sorry, I jumped the gun, keyed on you. I think you're talking about why you took a day. Yeah, I'm getting, I'm a use or lose it guy, too. I got lots of them, so I got to, you get halfway through the year, and I look in the calendar, and I says, I better start burning some. So, but this was for a doctor's appointment. But, yes. Fred?
I had one day off this year. It's, what, Thursday morning, and I have 5 hours till I get my 40 for the week. Yeah, I'm doing great.
Oh, by the way, Fred, sorry I banned your little buddy. You guys had a special kind of relationship, but I couldn't.
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't want to be all the way in the office and have to come all the way home and go back to the office. That's my parking system free.
Well, you got to go to the office? I mean, I had a hard commute today. Actually, I did. When I woke up and went tinkle, the cats were just running around the house like no other, so the traffic downstairs was kind of rough. And then when I made the corner, I put my shoe on, and boot on, because my foot was hurting this morning. So I made the corner and grabbed my breakfast from the local bistro and made the other 5 steps down the stairs. But the traffic when I first hit the hall this morning was rough. And, Sean, he didn't answer me about his tissue. Then I was going to ask him where the bowel thing touched him wrong. Didn't get to answer that. Well, Sean.
Yeah, he kind of went off the rails there. I mean, you touched the nerve, and I said, yeah, we're not having this. I mean, how many FF posts did he have in there? 8? I'm like, okay, this guy's lost it.
I mean, normally today, yes, would have been my at-home day. So, yeah, I would have had, like Fred, the 5 steps to my office and been done with it. But, you know. Hey, I got to jump out here. I'm at the medical call, so I got to jump out. 73WNXC.
Always more than 5 steps, but, you know. So you got elevation changes and stopping at the bistro. Now I'm waiting for UPS and FedEx are coming to my house every day for the next 6 days. It looks like 5 or 6 days with Amazon sprinkled all in there.
Oh, Chris Nichols.
I was supposed to probably go to Lowell today, but I got out of it, so I didn't have to drive to Lowell. Otherwise, I would have had to drive the other side of the state today, but I got it pushed off to next week. Go to Wally.
Yeah, I just bought one for an antenna. So I figured I'm going to get a duplex antenna for the top of my house. That's what Sean and I were talking about. I got a recommendation. So I originally just stuck a UHF up there, and now I'm going to put a VHF UHF there, and as long as it was such a pain in the butt. So that's it for me getting packages. And as far as work goes, I'm one of the partners of the company, so it's like my days off and not days off, they're all dynamic. If we're busy, I got to be there, and if we're quiet, I can go screw off. So it's, you know, you have to kind of roll with the punches. But I mean, it has more benefits than not benefits. So I can't complain. Go ahead, Sean.
Yep, there you go. Membership has its perks. So there you go. For me, it's just I've been there so long, I got so much vacation time. And I'm at a particular stage in my employment that I'm going to use it or lose it. They give me all my vacation. They give me right on January 1st. So, you know, if, I get like 6 weeks, January 1. And then it's I got to use it by December 31st or I lose it, anything I don't use. And, but it's weird, though, because if I could take a vacation January 1st for 3 weeks, but if I quit, before I worked long enough in the year to have earned those 3 weeks I took, I would have to pay them back. So it's kind of weird. They give it to you all up front, but you still got to work it. You know, it's kind of weird. But we don't really vacation. When the kids were in Houston, we used to go there once or twice a year, and that was the bulk of it. Now I don't do that. But that always had me off for a few weeks and around Thanksgiving and all that. And I'm still used to not using any in the early part of the year, and I get to the second part of the year, and here I am sitting here July, middle of July, and I got like 6 weeks of vacation I got to burn up. I got to start burning it, or I'm going to be, you know, taking all of December off. No, that's not bad either. Fred?
That's what I did last year. I took a week probably around my birthday, because we went up north to the cabin. And I had to take another day off because of the move. I took 2 days while we moved. Whoop-de-doo. But I still had, because I mean, I'm at 18 days a year or whatever it is. So I took 2 weeks in December, and I still had vacation left. And so I have a feeling this, with all the stuff going on, I'm probably going to just end up taking December off, maybe, if I'm lucky. Of course, we'll find something to say, well, you know, we're buying this, we're acquiring this thing now, so,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got it. I do, and I get the extra double beep. So, yeah, New Baltimore, over here at this Bigby. I just can't believe how busy this guy is. I'm so happy for him. He was all nervous when he first opened this place up. I don't know if I told that story. He didn't think he was going to make it, and now it's almost as busy as a Starbucks. So I'm happy for this guy. And that's my agenda. And then today I have to spend some time in the office, speaking to the office. So usually Footloose and Fancy 3. I got to order some coffee. Sean, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know the one. Is that right there on Green Street? That's been there a while, has it not? Across from the fire station, or pretty close by the court. Or am I thinking of something else? Anyhow, no need to answer. You're busy getting coffee. I just had some. But I do got to get to a couple of things if I'm going to get to my doctor's appointment on time. Well, not really. I got lots of time now that I think of it. Never mind. Fred?
All the routers showed up for the new show up today. I'm trying to figure out where stuff's going to go when it gets delivered. I got desktops coming tomorrow, laptops. The desktops in the first batch of desktops and laptops are coming tomorrow. So it's like, I gotta find places to put this stuff. It's almost as bad as a list for hoe. But Michelle found got a pork butt, so I'm gonna take a pork butt this weekend while I'm doing the NAQB Ready contest. So. While he's getting breakfast or coffee. Yeah. Sean.
I gotta help my wife with something here on the boob tube. She's trying to learn Fred TV with great difficulty. WFU.
It shouldn't be that hard. Click and go, and enjoy.
Okay, I think we've successfully navigated that.
Did she find her collection that she wanted?
Yes, although she was looking for Twisters, which is the follow-up to Twister, I guess.
Well, it hasn't even come out yet, so we've got
to wait. Oh, I know, but she wants to watch Twister to prepare for Twisters again. Let's see if I got it. Yeah, Sean, you're right. It's right across the street from the fire station here in New Baltimore. Roger. Oh, yeah, I've been there a few times, so good deal. Yeah, he's been there a while, so hopefully he's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, he is. I was chatted with him when he first did it, and he was scared, and he was there a lot because, you know, he basically took his entire life savings and invested it into the place. So, good for him. I take it you do the fire station once in a while, too, with your equipment? Or is that all the Big M?
Oh, no. We deal with him quite a bit.
Okay. Sometime we'll have to compare notes. Got a couple stories I got to tell you. I'll leave that one alone, though. Hey, the other guy that was on earlier, I forget his call, said he was on a medical. Is he some sort of medic or fireman or officer or something like that?
W8NSC in the mobile. Back in. Hey, Nick, was that... Wally, was that question for Nick?
Yeah, he said he was on a medical call or something like that. I was just curious if he was some sort of EMS professional or something.
Oh, he's something, all right.
He's special.
Yeah, I'm on a ping-on call department. I'm an assistant chief in Fremont Medical. So. I didn't make the truck, so I'm in my own truck this morning. So I'm trying to... closed my garage up when the call came out, so I'm trying to put some tools away that it didn't want sitting outside while I was gone. So, nope, just out in one of our townships here on the back road. Okay.
Oh, very good. We're going to have to chat sometime. I did that most of my life on the west side of the state, over there in a town called Papa. I still help them out every now and then when they go to FDIC and things of that nature. I usually drive. We were the department that lost that 26, 27-year-old kid to a power line about a year ago.
You said you were from Papa?
Yeah, I still help out over there. I've been over on this side of the state for 20 years, but, you know, like most of these volunteer, paid-on-call, what have you, you never get taken off the list. So So I still go help, and they call me up when they need somebody to drive, and they're short on crews and stuff like that. So I go over there, and all my family's over there, and spend a night or two at my brother's house, my other brother's house, or sisters or moms or something of that nature, and I go help them out. So, about a year ago, I helped them out for about a week after they lost one of their guys.
You know a Trevor Carlson?
Oh, yeah. I know Trevor real well. He worked for the state for a while as a dispatcher.
He was my boss for about 2 years. He's now a lien auditor. Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Well, sounds like we got some things in common, lots to chat about. So, yeah, for a volunteer fire department, that they got an ISO rating of 5, which is they're actually pretty damn good at what they do. So, and they get just about any toy they want. So, I was teasing Sean about, you know, they've got all of the 800 P25 radios in it, and if you use them, you get chastised.
I'll let Sean or Fred pick it up, and I'll come back around.
Wait, you can get chastised for using 800?
Yeah. Only in the fire service, because I'll include myself. We're a bunch of rednecks.
I don't ever chastise my guys on the radio. In fact, I prefer it. I got to tell them to get the cell phone out of their hand. Calling me on a cell phone while I'm driving a truck is a no-go for me. I don't answer. If you want to talk to me while I'm driving, call me on the radio.
Yeah. I got to let you guys go. Chat all later. I'm at the office. I got a bunch of things I got to do that I've been procrastinating on and starting to get phone calls over it. So 73 to all of you. Sean, I'll hand it to you. NAKPP.
All right, I'm going to jump out of here for a few. I'm something just fell off my desk next to me because of my organizational skills or lack thereof. So I'm going to tidy this mess up, and I'll be listening. W8FU, Fred?
I'm just watching MDOT call every single county around the state, and people saying, Eaton, are you there, Eaton?
Come in, Eaton. Copy, Eaton County.
Oh, boy.
MDOT, another mismanaged piece of state government.
I'm G1 for some reason doing roll calls from
Genesee County. Copy.
Oh, what ID do we get? Come on, Genesee. Where are you? Of course, nobody's listening.
Well, it's valid on all towers because I just switched to it, and I'm on the St. Clair County simulcast system, so they must have it on statewide.
It's on statewide because they're calling all over the state from an AM ID, so I don't know who they're asking each county on G1 for, but, you know, I have to do this MDOT thing. I'm going to send that event request to the MCC. I haven't done it yet for ink move. I'm lazy.
If you want something to listen to next week, you can listen to 7, 8, 9. It's our flow rate, our offshore races.
Ooh. Are you going to turn them on this far west, or...
I don't know how far, I thought I said zone 2, but maybe, I don't remember. I'd have to look at my sheet.
I know we've got...
If not, I'm sure the guy that runs...
Some of the guys are doing an event here soon this weekend, but I didn't pull an event because I'm just using cash for use, so... I think it's just Saturday, and they're just using cash for use on one of our accounts.
Yeah, we have a couple agencies from outside of our account that they may have put it on. 789. They usually do. They usually just do the whole zone.
Is that what? So that is Saturday, Sunday, or just Saturday?
I believe it turns on at Thursday and turns off at like midnight on Sunday.
Alright, I'll have to listen. See if it's even with the affiliate over here.
You're
just talking to everybody this morning. Jeez, oh, Peach.
What a silly waste of resources. That's unbelievable.
I guess nobody told them that EMD does that once a month for each of the different districts as it is?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm back to state. You got to do paperwork. Okay. And we'll be back out a little bit. See you then.
Peace.
There you go,
son.
NAKPP.
Ugh, I hate the eye dilation.
Oh no, I know what you mean. I used my sunglasses and theirs and it wasn't enough.
Yep, just got done with my annual eye exam. He said everything was perfect. I have nothing to worry about. So, but they do that glaucoma test which I don't like, and all the drops, and then they blow your eyes out with the dilation and all that. But well, once every year, and I let this one go a little bit. This was 2 years, so I was a bad boy.
Yeah, my last eye exam, I went to, I don't know the name of it. America's Best, I think it was, over there on Hall Road in Shaner. And they didn't dilate my eyes. They had some other weird thing they did. I don't remember if it was an error or what, but they didn't have to dilate my eyes and gave me a new prescription and everything. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I went to this SCS Vision Center. I used to go to Henry Ford Optimize, and then my insurance switched, and they made us go to SVS for a while. And SCS didn't have any ophthalmologists. They had optometrists. And so I was always a little leery. I really wanted a really bona fide ophthalmologist looking at my eyes, because my mother went blind from complications of diabetes, and I'm just scared to death of that. So I really don't mess around. And they offered that. They offered this for an additional fee, no blow your eye out kind of a thing. So I don't know how that works or what all that was involved, but I just go for the good old classic with my old standby doctor I've been going to for years. We don't even do glasses anymore, but then I don't need glasses, so not a big deal.
I think I'm pushing 2 years too. and I notice some things when I'm reading are blurrier than normal with this, these glasses, so fun stuff. I got to do that one of these days. I just realized I'm on the FBI hub because I put ASL3 on a Pi, and then I did all scan so I could have favorites on a computer page, and you popped in, and I wasn't sure where I was. I just looked at my dashboard. Pretty neat. I got it all working, though. WTPT.
I take it that's a Pi distribution, because I did the, I have a ASL 3.0 installation going on a Wise box, and none of that stuff is automatic. You got to kind of like hand install all of it. And I don't even know if all of it's available. I think a lot of that stuff was custom written for the Pi appliance, as they call it. But I'm kind of trying to move away from those. Although I do have that on the two Cherry Pi Hat jobbies that I've got running. And I think they've even upgraded it. So I got to get in there and update those so that they don't have that little bugaboo issue we found with them.
Yeah, I put mine aside when I had that key up issue, and then I heard that they fixed it, so I just did a fresh install on a Pi 3 8 Plus, and everything worked as far as All-Star 3, and then I seen Aaron had some notes in the Telegram about how he put All-Scan on there so you'd have favorites, and I did that, and everything's working good so far, so good.
Yeah, I'm going to try to, my goal is to try to get it all working on a Weiss box. I just don't know if some of that stuff is available for the Weiss installation. So that'd be my goal, because I do like some of the stuff that they put in there. You know, the Allmon 3 and the web pages, the web interface and all that. It's all pretty cool. And I think maybe that's something I'll do. Well, right now I ain't gonna be doing nothing until my eyes kind of like get back in order. That's the only thing that really blows your eyes out for just about everything. So I'll have to, see if I can tolerate looking at the computer screen. Probably not, in which case I'll save it for later. But, yeah. Oh, man. So that's the extent of my afternoon. I was going to go do some shopping, but I don't feel like it. I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, I went to an ophthalmologist that dealt with neurological things over there on, I think it was like Shaner, almost to 696. At the height of this anxiety crap, and I drove myself. And he had she had an intern learning, and they used the dilation drops that were super strong. And, when I went outside and was trying to drive home, it was terrible. I pulled over like three times and sat in the parking lot for like 15 minutes and called somebody to come get me. It was crazy. I'll never forget that. That was like the worst I've ever had in my life. Because they use the stronger dilation drops. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, never had it that bad. It's uncomfortable, but not that bad. For what it's worth, that last transmission, you had a real prominent buzzing the whole time. Changed its pitch once or twice during the transmission, but a pretty steady buzz.
Yeah, it's some kind of interference when I'm sitting on my couch. It might be gone now. Every time I change position of the radio, HT, it comes and goes.
Well, it might be diminished, but it's not gone. So, anyhow, I mean, it's not terrible. I can hear you perfectly fine, and you're well over it, but it's very, very prominent.
Alright, I gotta chase that down. I'm not sure if it's like one of my Amazon Alexa devices or just I got so much stuff around me, it could be anything. I got a hotspot going. I got three nodes going in the house right now. So it could be anything.
Yeah. Well, one thing I found, that Sherry Pie Hat guy, he makes a pretty package, but he doesn't make as good a one as that W8FU guy.
Yep, that W8FU guy has got it going, man. All right, I'm going to try to put a Skywarn on this ASL3. That's my next task, so I'm going to get going and give that a whirl. So I'll catch you later. Hopefully you get back to seeing normal and can get some crap done. Oh, and I filled up that whole second sidecar with regular phone numbers for VoIP MS, so I ended up putting it right, attaching it to it, because it just worked out better for now, but I still might relocate it somewhere else. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, the steam light was gone that last one or two. But, yep. So, all right, well, have fun with it. And, yeah, I saw a picture of your double sidecar. And, looks pretty good. I forgot I was going to say something. Oh, I got banned from, I got an IP ban from Hamshack Hotline. And they gave me all sorts of reasons why it happened, but I did absolutely nothing wrong. It wasn't a BLF thing. It wasn't this, that, or the other. What happened was a friend of mine got his credentials, so I provisioned his phone at my house on my network. And then when I went back to fire mine back up, they all croaked. So it's something on their end. It's like if you dare to, you know, have a different, you know, one provision at your location. Don't ever provision somebody else's stuff at your house, because it'll jack you all up until they unban you. It's like they're so ridiculously draconian for no reason. You know, they can say, you know, there's a reason all they want, but there really isn't. They're control freaks, you know, and I have little use for those kinds. I'm almost to the point where I think, you know, I'd probably just save myself the grief and take Hamshack Hotline off the stupid thing, but whatever. So we'll see how long it takes them to fix their mess up and accuse me of messing up.
Oh, that is crazy. Yeah, I've got my hub still connected. You can still get in through that. And then I just connect to that every once in a while so they don't ban me. And really the only reason I want it is if somebody can only connect to the hub when I start doing my satellite nets. It's an option, and then just in case somebody out there only has Hamshack Hotline that I end up wanting to talk to, but, you know, I definitely ain't using it. I don't even have any numbers programmed in my phone for it.
Yeah, just another reason to avoid it, so. All right, anyhow, I'm home. I'll let you get to what you're doing, and I'm going to get inside and get out of the sunlight. Yeah, the sunlight here is just bright enough to give me grief. I'll be okay once I'm inside. W8FU, after yours.
Was it you out there, Dave? Maybe it's here. W8FU, AB8P.
Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar.
Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar, this is Kilo Echo 8 Tango Foxtrot Mike. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good to talk to you. It's Ben from Rochester. Just checking in, seeing if anybody had their ears on out there. I was down in Tampa on business, and I picked up a Kenwood TH-74 off of Facebook Marketplace, so I was going to putz with it tonight. Didn't know if anybody had any inside baseball on those things.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I've looked at those radios. It's I want either that one or the ICOM. I think it's the ID52, maybe, I think it is. But yeah, they're on my list for a later time. But yeah, that's a nice radio. I don't know much about it, but it definitely looks like a nice radio. I think that's the tri-band, isn't it?
Yeah, roger, roger. Tri-band 5-watt, all three. And then it's the 74. It's not the 75. The 75 is the one that's out now, the $750 jobber. This one was, I got it on Marketplace for $500, which was still pricey, but I wanted to get into some APRS and maybe some D-Star stuff dinking around. I've got Yaesu everything else, but I just wanted to kind of play with it. Plus, you can listen to HF, which I thought was pretty crazy.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that'll provide a few months of fun figuring out all the features. Yeah, I finally got the APRS working on my Yaesu STM500, and that's working out pretty well. I don't know what the use case for me is so much. I turn it on once in a while, but I know how it works now. So yeah, but I'm sure there's a whole lot more that I can dig into. I actually thought the APRS on a handheld would be a little bit more useful, to be honest, you know, like being out on the boat or hiking in the woods or something like that. You know, it seemed a little bit more practical. So, yeah, I'd be curious to hear what your report is after you've used it for a few weeks.
Yep, exactly. Same thought. I have a FTM 500 in my truck. I'm actually talking on it right now, but my use case was... it's in my truck. I mean, I'm not, you know, but if I'm up north hiking in the woods or out to your point out on a boat or whatever, it'll be nice to have those packets and sort of leaving a breadcrumb, if you will. So, I don't know. It's just something new to dink around with, so I guess we'll find out. It looks cool and looks super well built. I did download the programming software from the name of the company is escaping me, but... started puzzling with it last night. Man, there's a lot of functions on this thing. It's going to take me 3 weeks just to figure out what all those buttons mean.
Yeah, that's the hard part I have with all these different radios that I have is that, you know, I have a bunch of ATs. I'll call them the Chinese HTs that with upgraded firmware, you know, and they do all kinds of cool stuff, but I use them so infrequently that by the time I figure out the shortcuts, put it on the shelf and forget about it, I can't remember how to use it the next time I get the radio, so that's the problem. I have, like, no memory capacity anymore for remembering all that stuff. Even the radio I'm on now with the OpenGD77 firmware, I just can't remember all the shortcuts. And I know I'm only using probably 25% of the features.
Yep, exactly the same. That's funny. Yeah, no, you're singing the song of my people. It's that, and then I go to buy stuff that I actually already bought like 6 months ago, and I forgot about it. I'm like, holy crap, I'll find it later, and then I go, what? Totally forgot I bought that.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun. Yeah, I can't even think what my latest purchase is. Oh, yeah, I have a UV390, I think. It's a 10-watt handheld. I'm going to put the OpenGD77 on that for my for satellite stuff. And then I got the RT3S with the OpenGD77. And then this base that I'm talking on now, the MD9600, I got the firmware there too. But I keep staring at this handheld. I got to get the firmware put on it and get that loaded up, and then that'll be my satellite radio.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I've been watching Captain Don's videos and learning quite a bit from that. And, you know, it's interesting. So, yeah, the thing about this hobby is you can just do, look, a squirrel, really quick. So you got to be, I always try and stay focused and at least come away with knowledge in one area before I move on to the next one. But there's lots of shiny pennies out there, and unfortunately they all cost lots of shiny silver dollars.
Yeah, that is the problem. But I finally got to the point where the gear that I have, I'll probably be sticking with for quite a while. I mean, my FTM 500, that's all the radio I need in the vehicle. And then the my FT710 for the HF stuff, I love that radio. That works out great. I have no intentions of upgrading for a while. And then any digital I do is with IC705. So at least I'm at the point where I don't want anything now. Now I'm just going to enjoy what I have and take a break from spending.
Yeah, no, agreed. And I'm glad to hear that about the 710 because that's on my short list. I need to get one more for down home. I've got a 991A up at the farm. We have a family farm that's less than Mount Pleasant.
I can only do digital, but eventually when I'm in a quieter place. But WCAE.
November 8, Top Uniform Golf, mobile. I didn't catch your call sign, but I heard you.
Tango Oscar Mary, how you doing?
Not doing too bad, just heading over to Volunteers of America to pick up some furniture my wife thought she needed. Sure if my antenna is that great. It's going in and out on me.
Pretty decent to me. I mean, there's a little bit in and out here and there, but your audio's pretty good.
I just set this up not that long ago. I got one of those Larson through the glass antennas because they don't have a lip anywhere I can put my lip mount on. Not sure if I'm a fan of it or not.
Well, where are you at? I'm at Aiken and Moon right now. At the, I guess it's the Mount Pleasant repeater.
I'm in Burton, right next door to Flint, right by 69 and Center Road, so I guess that's not too shabby then.
You sound pretty good. Talk to, like, in Mayville or something like that,
you
heard the Mayville repeaters?
Mayville's a little north, I want to say northeast of me. Funny thing is repeater book has this, this repeater as Flint.
Yeah, it's part of the, Central Michigan, from what I understand, because I've been in the Mount Pleasant one, I can hit the Warren one, and then eventually I roll up into a Richmond and pop into that one.
pretty cool. I've had my license for a while, but I don't know. I talk less and listen more, but now that I have a mobile and not just a handy talkie, I'm trying to get myself on here more often.
KFA BPI mobile.